and Caicos is next. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Hurricane Fiona, now a Category 3 storm with 115-mile-an-hour wind, is moving close to the islands right now after hitting the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the Lord that we were able to leave and the children weren't here. But there were people when everything fell.
One person was killed there. There was at least also one other death in Puerto Rico.
An absolute rainmaker because of the timing and the turn of this system. That's been the biggest concern here. So anywhere from 2 feet to 30 inches of rain across large portions of the island of Puerto Rico, that has caused major flooding, mudslides.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, more than 1,000 people had to be rescued from the water, and there's a lot of damage to homes and roads and powers out in much of the U.S. territory. The surge of migrants coming into the U.S. has topped 2 million. This fiscal year for the first time ever, after Customs and Border Patrol reported 203,000 migrants stopped last month, slightly more than July. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott keeps sending busloads of migrants to Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. Florida's GOP Governor Ron DeSantis now being investigated by a sheriff in Bexar County, Texas.
For flying migrants to Martha's Vineyard last week, he accused the governor of doing so under false pretenses. But as you can imagine, the governor is not taking the accusation lightly, calling out that sheriff for being more outraged over these 50 migrants going to Martha's Vineyard than when 53 dead migrants were discovered in a tractor trailer back in June.
Fox's Jackie Abanez, they were found sweltering, crammed in the back of that truck in Bexar County. There's a meeting today for the newly appointed special master who will review the materials the FBI seized from former President Trump's Florida home.
Both sides have to be in New York. They were called there for a preliminary conference with the new special master. Former federal prosecutor Raymond Deary will serve in that role. And despite the Justice Department opposing a special master, Deary as a candidate was agreed upon by both sides.
Mayor Fox's Alexandria Hoff. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
World leaders and diplomats have converged on New York City for the United Nations General Assembly.
At the present time, there are no specific or credible threats to UNGUS 77. Or to New York City in general.
That's New York City Police Chief of Department Kenneth Corey. President Biden will go to the UN today, then address the Assembly tomorrow. The war in Ukraine will be a big issue. Climate change, another focus of the conference. American military leaders are gathered in Maryland.
Discussing America's defense infrastructure during this year's Airspace and Cyber Conference, Chief of Staff of the Air Force General Charles Brown says officials must integrate like never before to take on the emerging threats of today.
We need an approach that serves our national security and defense strategies, a joint warfighting concept, and recognizes the changing trends and tendencies in the character of warfare.
Celebrating 75 years of the Air Force in Maryland, noting leaders are focusing on
mission command, force generation, agile combat employment, and the wing A staff construct.
Saying these are the concepts the Air Force must accelerate to drive culture change and remain a credible combat force. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve will be assessing the economy the next 2 days, followed by another interest rate hike expected tomorrow, perhaps another 0.75%, aimed at reducing inflation. On Wall Street, stock futures are down. The day after a rebound from last week's sell-off, the Dow gained 197 points. On Monday night, football, a doubleheader.
Here's Allen on 2nd and 10. Stepping up into the logo.
Josh Allen threw 4 touchdown passes, 3 of them to Stephon Diggs, in a Buffalo blowout. The Bills beat the Tennessee Titans 41-7 on ESPN. The Philadelphia Eagles won the other game, topping the Minnesota Vikings 24-7. The Bills and the Eagles are now both 2-0 in the NFL season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.